Hello there. It's Silly Antistacy Radio Theater, and welcome, welcome. And today is a follow-up to the SAG Awards show. Just want to say my opinion on the winters. On the winters? On the winners. I want to say my opinion on the winners. So, Succession won. I have to admit, I have not seen that one. But I'm not surprised. It had a really good cast. Coda won. I love it. I was hoping for Belfast, but it was my second choice. Coda was my second choice. And I really like the Helen Mirren one. I mean, one. That she was. She had a lot to say. She's such a great actor. She didn't win. She had the Lifetime Achievement Award, so yay for her. And Troy, couldn't happen to a better man. He was so nice when I saw him. I got to thank him for the film, and because they can, and I hate to say this and sound ignorant, they can talk a little bit. Even Marley Matten can. Like, I've heard her talk, but it's just like very, very weird. You know, the voice sounds funny. But he just nodded. They can understand if you look right at them. They can read lips if you keep it simple. So I just said, very good. And clap, did the sign language clap. I'm very glad. I mean, it was hard. I mean, I really wanted Troy or Ben or Bradley. I mean, I liked them all, but I had a hard opinion. Ben wasn't even there. I think he knew he wasn't going to win. Or maybe he's not vaxxed. I don't know. Stunt. You know, I don't even know who won for the stunt. Oh, No Time to Die won, sadly. That was not my choice. But I'm sure they did a good job. Jessica Chastain, even though I voted for Lady Gaga, she was my second choice, and she was really good. I love that film because it stays with you. When a film stays with you, you know it's good. So, it was her baby. She deserved it. Will Smith, he was great. He was like my third choice, fourth choice. Not that he wasn't good, but I really loved Javier. And Denzel Washington was my choice, as you know, but and TikTok boom. I would have voted for Benedict, I think. But I'm glad Will. I mean, it's a tough choice. They're all great. Ariana, I mean, they're all great in this category, you know? But, I don't know. I like Belfast. West Side Story, they just deserved, the whole cast deserved it. Not just her. That's what breaks my heart. Ted Lasso, best film. Gatsby agrees. Ted Lasso, the funniest. And I love their reactions. Their reaction to winning, they were all like, and fun, and making faces. So fun to watch. They weren't even there. Ah, Cobra Kai didn't win for best stunt in a TV show, Squid Game. Can we talk about Squid Game? I don't understand. It must have been a production company from that or a studio that made it, that was connected, like Sony or something made it. They didn't even know English, which isn't bad, don't get me wrong. I have a lot of listeners from other places. But, and it was a foreign, I've just never seen a foreign TV show win. So I was like, what the heck? Foreign movies I've seen, but I just was not surprised for that. And I didn't have to vote for TV, there's just too much TV. So, again, great. I'm sure she's a great actor, Hong Yeon Jung, for Squid Game. I'm just surprised to see a foreign TV show win SAG. It's just odd. Jennifer Aniston, Team Jen. And then again, Squid TV show. I'm surprised. Everyone had their bets on Succession, but no, did not happen. Ted Lasso, he deserved it. They all were good. He was my first choice. I was surprised Hacks won. Have to sort of look at that. I thought someone from Ted Lasso would win, but glad they got their due for group because they were all so good. And Kate Winslet, of course, I knew she was gonna win. Go Kate for best miniseries. And they call them actors. Oh my God, Michael Keaton was amazing. He did a flip on stage. And I hate to be ageist, but at his age, he went to the bathroom. Not since Robin Williams did someone forget, but I mean, why would you go to the bathroom right before? I guess when you gotta go and you gotta go and you were nervous. And he said it was a long line, so he had no idea. But I'm sure he heard his name called and he probably ran like the Dickens. Hope he washed his hands. But he didn't touch anyone, so maybe he didn't have time. But oh my God, he was good. I mean, I can imagine him in the toilet when he's called. Maybe he had to go number two. I don't know. Nerves, but when he was called, he was like, and he ran. I love the flip he did. Amazing. He was amazing. And that is it. And on that note, and oh my God, you had him heartbroken. His nephew died. I had a cousin who died of drug overdose. So, it is sad. But not only, I mean, his thing was perfect. Couldn't be more perfect. And that is my impression of the SAG Awards. Everyone was so beautifully dressed, of course. They were amazing. I don't think Joan Rivers would call anyone out for looking bad at those awards. I think she'd just be like, you go, people, you have fun. It's been COVID. You go. It's the first time in 2 years, 3 years since you've been in person. You go and have fun. I like that a lot of people didn't. You don't know the reason. But now that they have an option, they took that option. So, probably be more of that. Good luck, and everyone keep dreaming. A lot of good movies out. And now on to the Academy Awards. Woo woo. All right, movies are my life, people. Movies and books. I'm just glad. I mean, so no books won. I don't think any of the books won for True Life, so that's the sad part. And the theater didn't win. It was just the True Life stories. But you know, the winners, they produced it themselves. So if you want to get a project done, like one person said, just keep dreaming. You can do it. Don't give up. Never give up. But if you want to get a project done, produce it yourself, get done, and maybe someone will pick it up and make it good enough. That's how to get noticed and get it into the festivals. That's what I'm gonna do. What Silly Auntie Sissy's gonna do, and what you can do. If you have a dream, keep dreaming. Because the two winners did their own project. Eyes of Tammy Faye took 10 years to make. And it was her baby. And she produced it, she acted in it, and Will Smith, too, his production company did it, and he dreamed of doing this, and it might just get them both Academy Awards. So, this is just another stop to Oscars. Who knows what's going to happen. But I have a feeling Tammy Faye, but we have the Twilight Girl and Diana into the mix now. So, we will see what happens next. To be continued. Thanks for listening and keep dreaming. From one SAG, from one actor to another, a wannabe actor. Anyone, any kids listening to this, just keep dreaming. I was a kid once. Of course, we all were, but I was a kid once watching Billy Crystal host the Academy Awards in my house. At the end of it, I was brushing my teeth at the end and I gave my speeches into my toothbrush. But I was dreaming of winning Academy Award. I haven't yet, but maybe I will. But I'm in Hollywood. I've been on sets, been in with all these around these people. Anyone can do it. No matter where you are, what you're doing, kids, just keep doing and dream. And maybe your dreams can come true. That's all we have. You gotta keep dreaming, kids. And that's what Dino says. Right, Dino? Yeah, silly Auntie Sissy. I'm dreaming. I want to be an actor. Dino, you are an actor. You're an amazing actor. Thank you for being on this podcast. We love you. Yes, we do. I love me and I love you, silly auntie. That's right. And all we have is dreaming. Now I'm a SAG member, and so is Dino, and everyone just has to dream a little dream. Bye, guys. Thanks for listening.